Welcome back to All Things Marcellus on 94.3 FM with Doug Clark on The Talker. Reminder, you can check out the websites, listen to all the archived radio shows broken down into segments at pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com. You can also send any questions you have or topics you'd like to hear addressed in future shows to questions at pagasleaseattorney.com. And you can always contact me by telephone at 570-307-0702. I am currently very actively involved in many gas leases, and I stress across the state, western and central primarily, as well as northeastern Pennsylvania. I'm doing pipeline agreements, again, all across the state, from Greene County, Pennsylvania, all the way up to Susquehanna County. So all across the state doing that. I have three water impoundment pond negotiations that I'm working on currently. And also, we've just about completed, and we anticipate executing a very nice compression station agreement that we anticipate will be completed in the next week or two. So doing all these things, water line agreements, you have any of these issues, you're looking for somebody, give me a call, 570-307-0702. I tell everybody, if I believe that we can help you, then we can go ahead and move forward. If you have a problem and you want to present it, and I don't believe it's something I can assist you with, or you have documents, you don't know what they mean, then what we do is we say, look, here's the thing, give you a little bit of advice, but I don't think I'm going to be able to help you, and you have no cost for that. So a real goal of mine is for people not to make bad decisions and not to sign documents that they don't know what they mean, because we want to see the money and the compensation go to the Pennsylvania landowners and not the natural gas companies. You're listening to 94.3 FM, The Talker, All Things Marcellus, with me, Attorney Doug Clark. We're talking about some bad lease terms. In particular, I brought with me today a lease that I received recently from Western Pennsylvania. I want to back up a little bit, and I get this question, and sometimes I start to think sometimes things are kind of elementary, but they're not necessarily, and I realize that. And one of the things I want to talk about, people ask about a paid-up oil and gas lease, and what does that mean? Well, an agreement that I just got, and I was looking at the example I referred to, the Western Pennsylvania lease, it's just entitled an oil and gas agreement, not a paid-up oil and gas lease. Normally, what a paid-up oil and gas lease means is that all delayed rentals are paid immediately whenever the bonus payment is made. And normally what it will be, normally, is a five-year contract. We're seeing a lot more extensions nowadays, 5 years with a five-year option by the company. But normally, and to make it easy, you get a five-year contract that, say, an example will pay you, and I'm just going to pull a number out, $3,000 per acre for bonus. So that you're offered this five-year contract, and they pay you that $3,000 up front for those, for the option to drill or to produce or to pull or unitize your property within that five-year term. There are no, and it'll say in bold a lot of times, writing, there are no subsequent delayed rental payments due, that this bonus payment and being paid up, meaning it's paid up front, covers that five-year option. You got to watch out, though, because there still are contracts that employ these delayed rental payments. And if you get one of these, I would say be very, very hesitant to sign it. And again, with everything, any contract you're presented, get help and get somebody that knows and understands and somebody that can help you. Not just an attorney that did your will or a medical malpractice attorney. Get somebody that understands what is going on and what these terms mean and what these rates are and what the disadvantages are. This one has me very fired up, actually, because this contract is not a paid-up oil and gas lease. And I'm going to read the term section. I know it gets cumbersome sometimes, but I think it's just really, really important that you watch out for this language. The term of the lease indicates that the lessee or company has a right to enter on the property to drill for oil and gas at any time within 1 year of the date hereof, and as long as oil and gas is produced from the property or operations continue. In this particular case, the company had the ability to drill within 1 year and not pay a dime. And as long as they drilled within that first year, and then even continued, so they would have started, my interpretation, at the end of that first year, they would have never paid a dime in bonus money. And now, this again, this is a 2009 contract in an area that's anticipated to have production. it's almost criminal that here is a landowner where we're having people get up to, you know, 6,000, 5,750, sometimes more, rare, watch what you hear, but general everyday type of offers, we're typically seeing, you know, 2,000 to 6,000, 6,000 being rare. But that's across the state. Maybe you got 1,500, but 2,000, 2,500, really, really common, even at the low end. That's another thing. I think I always assume that people know these things, but these are the numbers. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and I have special exceptions where we've done better. But as a general principle, when you're talking numbers, you're really looking at normally 2,000 to 6,000, 6,000 being high, 2 being relatively common, but 2 being something that's you'll see in the central and western part, and 2,500, and who knows where it goes from there. But in this particular case, this is a 1 year straight lease agreement that if they commence operations within that year, there is no bonus payment. Well, bad enough as that is, it gets worse. Because the second part of this, because it's not a paid up oil and gas lease, has the provision that the lessee after that first year shall pay lessor or the landowner $1 per acre per year as delayed rental. That then would continue for 5 years. And how it's structured is this. For the first year, to break it all down, there's no payment required whatsoever. At the end of the first year, the contractor would require that the company would tender payment amount of $1 per acre. So you're talking about, if you have 100 acres, you're talking about receiving a check for $100. If you have 100 acres and you're offered $2,500 per acre, you're now looking at a payment of $250,000. So we're talking about $100 versus $250,000. And that $100 payment is due at the end of that first year. And then again, at the end of the second year, if there's no activity or no production or no operations, and again, there's a whole definition of that, but if nothing occurs, then another $100 is due. And that can occur 4 times until the point where it becomes 5 years. And then if nothing occurs within that whole 5-year period, the contract would terminate, and then the individual will be able to release again in the future. So the maximum bonus payment under this circumstance was $400 combined. That's $400 combined, not $400 per acre paid up. Every year, $1 per acre from years 2 to 5. Virtually criminal. And the problem is, people will listen to the agents and they'll believe, and there's somebody involved. I mean, somebody went to these people's house and sold them on this and told them that it was a good deal for them and how they could make money and royalties and things of that nature. Where in the meantime, they may have been able to get $250,000 payment. And I made the reference, I don't know how these people sleep at night. And I would have to say that, you know, I guess they sleep surrounded by their money and that's what makes them happy. But it's just absolutely unbelievable that somebody would even present this type of an agreement and try to sell this to somebody. And so it's important. I have not, well, I guess I have, but it's very rare that you meet a mean or nasty landman. And everyone has, they have different attitudes, they have different ways to approach things, but they're mostly all nice guys. You know, nobody says, boy, that guy was a real jerk. Sometimes they say it, and they say it because maybe the land agent takes this tack of, we're going to drill it anyway, you need to do this, you have to do it, this is foolish not to, you're going to make all this money. But usually they're nice guys. But at the same time, remember who they're working for. Remember who they're working for. And then ask them, hey, would you sign this agreement? If you could change anything in this agreement for your property, what would you do? And see what they say. And I bet you quite a bit that they're probably not going to give you an honest answer, because there's a lot of different things that you're going to want in that contract that's not generally offered to you. I am Attorney Doug Clark, and this is All Things Marcellus on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're talking about poor leases, and we're talking in specific about an offer that I was reviewing recently out of Western Pennsylvania, and this just really disturbed me, and I feel compelled to talk about it and try to get the word out there. To, again, you're presented with an offer, get help. You can always contact me, 570-307-0702, and the websites at pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com. Go to the websites and read, learn, use it as a resource. This is about finding credible and reliable resources. And consider going to the Penn State sites. I go there. They are outstanding, and we're going to have some guests on from Penn State. But educate yourself. But education alone is going to be really difficult in a one-time circumstance. You want to get a complete education as much as you can, but then you also want to hire somebody that knows what they're doing, that can really help you and understands what is it that I need done and can do it for you. Getting back then, this Pennsylvania lease and this not being a paid-up lease, long story short, look for a paid-up oil and gas lease. Know what the market is. Understand what the time frame and the period of this primary term is. An interesting thing that was done in this agreement was no payment in the first year, a dollar per acre for each subsequent year. Now, of course, too, the payments were late a lot of times, which, again, most people think, well, hey, that's wonderful. That's my ticket out. But they have written into these contracts, very, very common, that if a payment is late, you'd have to notify the company in writing, specify what the complaint is, and then the company would have 60 days to respond. So here we have, you can go months and months and months of the company being late, but if you don't notify them, and a lot of landowners think, oh, this is my ticket, this is my ticket. But if you don't notify them of their mistake, you're going to have problems with that term of the contract. These are drafted by really intelligent people. This isn't the first contract that they drafted. They're drafted to preclude them from being terminated. They are drafted to give them the effect to stay in effect and to be valid as long as possible. So you have to watch this and you have to be aware of the contract. But they add in here, and this is what's critical, and this is what I looked at right off the bat. There's a recent case law in Pennsylvania where delayed rentals weren't able to just continue to keep a contract in perpetuity or essentially forever, meaning that the smart thing that these guys did here was, okay, no contract or no payment in year one, dollar per acre, year 2 to 5. But then they had that cap of 5 years. If a contract says that it's $1 or $2 or whatever the delayed rental is, but doesn't have a cap, like a 5-year or a 10-year cap, that's a real problem for the company, and it's probably not going to be enforceable based upon a recent decision in the Pennsylvania courts. So one of the things you want to look at, if you have one of these agreements, dig it out. You know, pull it out of the file, start looking at it. Is there a cap? Because if there's not, you might be able to get that lease declared null and void no matter where it's at. So it's something to look at. If you have that situation, check it out. Questions, call me at 570-307-0702, but very, very important. We're going to talk a few more issues about the Western Pennsylvania lease, some other things to look out for. Again, I could talk about these things for many, many shows. And a reminder, then go to the archives if you want to hear more about poor leases, pipeline agreements, water impoundment, compression, all of those things. Check out the websites at pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com. Go back, listen to the archive shows at your convenience, the segments that you're interested in, and then also read the different sections. A lot of great information to help educate you and get you a base that you need to make the right decision for yourself. Again, I'm Attorney Doug Clark, and this is All Things Marcellus on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be back with our final segment after a short break. If you are involved in a Marcellus Shale development and you are presented with a pipeline agreement, temporary or permanent water line agreement, water impoundment pond, compressor station agreement, or any contract related to the Marcellus Shale development, do not go through the process alone. The gas and pipeline companies have experienced lawyers working for them. You should too. Don't leave thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars of compensation on the table. Don't miss out on critical landowner-friendly provisions that will protect your property for future generations. Call me, Attorney Doug Clark of the Clark Law Firm at 570-307-0702. I negotiate contracts for landowners and only landowners on a daily basis. It's my goal to get the highest compensation and protections for you and your property. I'm Attorney Doug Clark of the Clark Law Firm. Call me at 307-0702 or visit our websites for outstanding landowner information and landowner testimonials at pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com.